back at 99.9 The Nile. You just listened to the greatest show. Today, the Nile started its flooding as expected. Here's our nature specialist, Akar, to allow...
Well, today our expected floods have started ensuring a fertile year, which could lead to more papyrus plants from our clothing, rope, and paper. Back to you, Cole.
Well, today, the Nubians were thwarted by our cataracts and delta protecting us. Thanks, cataracts and deltas, for being our best friend.
You got a friend in me.
Sup, this is Tanya back at 99.9 The Nile. That was You've Got a Friend in Me by Toy Story. It's time for History with Tanya. Egypt's always been split up into two regions, Upper and Lower Egypt. Some common knowledge of Lower Egypt is that it has Memphis in it and contains the Delta region. Upper Egypt's capital is Thebes, and it has the cataracts, which is always a real tourist attraction. Our pharaoh, Narmer, is working on uniting upper and lower parts of Egypt. Then some inside information is that he's going to attempt to establish dynasties. Narmer predicts his ideas for dynasties will go on for 30 dynasties, which is almost a couple of centuries. Speaking of centuries, here are centuries.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me.
Back at 99.9 The Nile. It's time for today's job report. With specialization, there's just so many more opportunities. Unfortunately, the job for the pharaoh is already occupied by the one and only Ramses II, and under him is his priest in the government. He has brave soldiers to lead into battle and scribes to record important information. And did you know our Valley of the Kings was built by slaves and peasants? Ever since we've taken up the idea of specialization, our empire has seriously progressed over the years in arts, science, writing-wise, and overall as a society. We've branched out and shared our cultures and ideas. It's like we're progressing into a new age of time. Egypt is one great place. Of course, the person who leads us through such ingenious ideas are pharaohs, so it's a shame when they pass on. That's why when they die, we treat them with utmost respect. When a pharaoh dies, we wrap them up in linen and call them a mummy. And no, it is not your mom. The first step is washing the body and removing the body's organs. Then we fill it with stuffing and cover it with natron. Finally, we can cover it with linen and place him in a sarcophagus. Our pharaoh's burial sure is expensive, but it's worth it because they are our ruler. Oh, can you hear that? I think it's a song, Royals, by Lord.
And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
Hi, this is Bella back at 99.9 The Nile. That was Royals by Lord. Today I'm bringing you news about the Golden Age of Egypt. Today we'll be talking about three amazing things that occurred, and they are: the capital of Egypt was moved to Thebes, art started to flourish, and a civil war caused Egypt to be taken over by the Hyksos. Now, time for Artist Corner. Today we're interviewing Akka, who helped us paint the famous Sphinx.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So what do you think about the fact that arts are becoming much more popular these days?
It's great. There are so many more people getting into different types of arts. Plus, many more people have gotten a job helping build the pyramids. That is much easier than back in the old days.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. See you later.
Breaking news, if you're on a road trip to the capital of Egypt, Memphis, you might want to turn around because it's been moved to Thebes.
It's been a long time coming, but the civil war is finally over. Sadly, the Hyksos are using our weakness against us and have now taken over.
Please have mercy on me. I'm a puppet on your string. And even though you got good intentions, I need you to set me free.
Hey, this is Cole back at 99.9 The Nile. That was Mercy by Shawn Mendes. You are listening to Historic Pharaohs today. Today we are covering Ramses II. Yesterday, we covered Queen Hatshepsut and her mysterious death. Ramses II was very famous for his 60-year reign and his 70 wives. Also, he built the Temple of Abydos and his funeral temple, Ramsesum. And who would forget his attacks on the Hittites in his early years and eventually his treaty? Ramses has brought Egypt many riches. Thanks to him, we are swimming in 24-karat gold.
24-karat magic in the air.
Hi, this is Bella back at 99.9 The Nile. Egypt has conquered Nubia and a cultural exchange in religion and writing has been put in place. In 750 BC, Kush invaded Egypt and conquered it. Don't worry, they only ruled for a short time before Assyria invaded Egypt and defeated Kush. This was a time of war, which leads us to War by Edwin Starr.